This recording, Israel 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. She was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself at the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease. Which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unusual mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administrated her. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet diagnosis almost immediately. She remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mr. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in the city called Kaunas, Lithuania, which is the second city in that country. When I was born in Lithuania, this country was part of the Soviet Union. It was called the Lithuanian Republic of the Soviet Union. When I was 12 years old, my family and me immigrated to Israel, to Tel Aviv, and I lived there for 9 years, served in the Israeli army for 3 years, and the next day after I finished the army, I was in Boston to study. And I studied first in Juilliard, then in England Conservatory for 7 years. And since 1987, I was hired by KU, and since then I'm here. As I told you before, it's a very kind of peculiar linguistic mess in my upbringing, because there are three simultaneous languages that I had to master. I mean, as long as I remember myself, I don't even remember particularly studying one of those three languages, which is Lithuanian, Russian, and since my parents were still from that old world, Jewish population in Lithuania, and they spoke Yiddish, and so naturally that was also the language I spoke with my parents. So since I remember myself, I spoke three languages simultaneously, and then when I immigrated to Israel, just to make a little note, which some people don't quite understand, is that Lithuanian and Russian is utterly, completely different languages. They have nothing in common. Russian is a Slavic language, and Lithuanian is a Baltic language from a completely different family. So that those two languages have also, the script is totally different, since Russian is Cyrillic and Lithuanian is Latin. And obviously it comes from the religion, so because Russians are Greek Orthodox and Lithuanians are Catholics. So that's why the Lithuanians have the Latin alphabet and the Russians have the Cyrillic. So those two languages are totally, have no relation to each other. And obviously Yiddish is a language which is 80% German and 20%, I would say, probably the country where those people are from.